morning, everyone, and welcome once again to our Sunrise Project weekly call, where it's always a safe space and a warm place for us to get together and share and learn from one another and our experts as we work to heal ourselves and our families. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I am so beyond delighted this morning to have Coach Bev Kearney back with us. She has been here many times, and her beautiful daughter, Imani, who was here together with Coach Bev literally for our 41st call back in December of 2020. And they are here with us together almost 6 years later for this mother-daughter conversation on this beautiful Mother's Day. So thank you both for being here. Let me tell you a little bit about Coach Bev, if any of you all are new and don't know who she is, and then we'll hear all about Imani in a moment as well. Coach Bev Kearney is legendary, and she has been recognized as one of the most accomplished coaches in NCAA history, earning 7 national championships and induction into multiple halls of fame, including the prestigious International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. Her legacy extends far beyond sports into resilience, leadership, healing, and purpose. She was honored with the BET Legacy Award for Education and a Lifetime Achievement Award from Auburn University. She's also been named one of 50 Women on a Mission by Women's Day Magazine, alongside such notables as First Lady Michelle Obama. She's coached over 15 Olympians and Paralympians, several world, collegiate, and American record holders, and she also runs a company called In Pursuit Consulting Services, which provides individuals and corporate team members with strategies to thrive in high-performance environments. And I'd say most importantly, beyond all the incredible track and field accolades, is she has incredible wisdom, and she has a beautiful daughter Imani, Imani Sparks, who is with us this morning, and a granddaughter who just graduated from college yesterday. So welcome, Coach Bev, and welcome, Imani. Thank you for being here with us this morning. I'm super excited for this conversation.
Thank you for having me and my daughter Imani. And I can't tell you guys how very proud I am of Imani. I just want to say this about my daughter in terms of her, who she is. Imani doesn't work well in corporate environments, and she's tried. She is a groomer. And she is a sensory person. She's an energy person. And she doesn't deal with all the politics, all the confusion. And I kept telling her, Monty, you need to run your own. And every grooming salon she went into, there developed an undercurrent of jealousy because it's a predominantly white environment. Some Hispanics, but predominantly a white environment. And they would be nice at first and then start to nitpick at things simply because her skill set was different. Her energy was different. When she grooms a dog, she blocks everything else out and focuses on creating the best moment for the dog. And they're chit-chatting and then mad because she's not chit-chatting and being distracted. And she finally took the leap of faith and started her own salon, which is all 5 stars.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
Thank
But
you.
it took us a while for me to get those calls on her way home from work, where she's just sometimes in the Sometimes even at in the middle of work, she'd be in the bathroom in tears. And at home, on her way home, I'd hear all the unjust things that she felt was happening around her. And She took that leap of faith, and to me, that's the most scariest and powerful movement you can make.
Absolutely. So step out on fear.
And I want to say one last thing, and she's gonna be mad at me for this one, but it's okay because she loves me underneath it all. Is that I have medical problems and pain, and she didn't want me to be on a lot of medications. And she did a, when I say she did almost a year of deep diving into herbal care and formulas, and she's created a pain and inflammation from natural ingredients, mixed them and made them herself. And
Amazing.
everyone I've let try them tried to steal my little container because it works overnight to a point where at one point I couldn't move my hand from the pain, and it went away. And I thought it was just me loving my daughter, and everyone that tried it did it. But that's who she is. She's just a creative, beautiful individual. And I'm glad we got to the other side of it all so that we can see all of
Yes.
that.
That's what I want to talk about. And Amani, I'm just smiling looking at you. I know you're 26 now. When you were here before, when you were together with us 6 years ago, we were talking about some challenging times, and a lot of us on this call have been there, either then or now or both. And so I want to talk about when you think about where your relationship was when you were here at 20 years old, and some of the challenges you all were having from your perspective, first, when looking back on that time, what's the first word that comes to mind as it pertains to what was happening with you and your mom in those difficult times? And I have the same question for you, Coach Bev, but I want to start with Amani, please. Back then, where you were then.
So, a word to describe kind of where our relationship was then. I'm like kind of teeter-tottering between like understanding, misunderstanding, and patience. That's mainly what I'm thinking, honestly, because I wouldn't say any of our challenges were challenges per se. They were just misunderstandings, miscommunications. We're from different generations. The generations are constantly changing, and we just have to find a middle ground, and it takes a
I
while to get
love that.
there. So.
I love that. I think that's so wise. Coach Bell, would you say the same thing? Misunderstandings?
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely, yes. And as adults, from my perspective, it was learning to be open. I wasn't open to the differences. And once I allowed that space to be open, then we could, because you've been taught you're the parent, you know best, you have the experience. And some of our values hold true throughout time, but how we communicate them and how we process what they're doing and not doing creates the miscommunication because we want it to look a certain way, be a certain way, and we want to hear them say certain things. And I
That's
had
right.
to learn to listen from a different perspective. That was my biggest challenge. And once I did that, I could hear her. And then once I could hear her, I could feel her deeply. And sometimes I could feel her, but couldn't understand her.
And in those times that you didn't understand, her. What were some of the tools that you used?
I would tell you this. I probably mastered passive aggressive. And
She's
that,
nodding. Okay, for people who
yes.
are not seeing the screen, Imani is nodding completely.
And we don't realize we're doing it. And she said it to me because I am such a self-evaluator. I didn't
Yes.
admit it to her, but I went back in silence and processed it and decided she was right. And sometimes we want to talk about everything. And I just started to shift that in me whenever I found I was doing, because I thought if I did this or did that, I could get her to do what I wanted her to do. And that's called passive aggressive. It wasn't manipulation, it was just being passive aggressive. I wanted to see in her what I thought would be best for her.
Yes.
And my passive aggressive was I get quiet. And she could feel my disappointment, even though my words were still, I was still communicating.
Imani, why are you nodding at that so much?
She's definitely had her moments of passive aggression, for sure. And that's, I think, where a lot of the miscommunication in our communication style, like, came from. Because I'm more of a blunt and direct person. And it just caused for unnecessary tension, especially when, I wasn't healed. I'm healing. I'm not fully healed, but I'm healing more than I was younger. And I didn't know how to handle any of that. So it kind of agitated a lot of situations where we were already having a hard time understanding each other, you know?
Right. When you say you weren't healed, what, if you're comfortable sharing, what were you struggling with? Or what was that when you said I was not healed?
I, after some self-reflection, a lot growing up and a lot of emotions that I had within my childhood and my teenage years, I suppressed and I held in, and it just made me mad at the world. It made me mad at everything. I was just so upset. Anything that people were trying to kind of tell me or help me with and guide me through life, I felt like it was an attack to me and my person and my being. And yeah, so I just now I've learned that the world is a very loving place. And we all kind of have to heal that part in ourselves that makes us think that it's not. If other people aren't acting loving towards us, that's their problem. We know who we are inside. It took me a while
That's
to look
right.
at that, but.
I love that. And you were there. I love that. And I see Coach Bev's response. Her eyes teared up some. So I'd love to have you share, Coach Bev, what are you thinking about as Imani said that?
Seeing her pain and not knowing what to do with it and not knowing how to reach it, it's probably the most helpless feeling that you can. And
That's
because
right.
I was Monty's safe space at the same time, I got the brunt of it. And
Yes.
it took me a while of going through it to look beyond on how it was impacting me and how I could impact her. And I think a lot of times parents want to see their kid change. The biggest change I've seen in Imani over time is her beginning to recognize what her shortcomings were and when she's triggered. And once she recognized it, I stopped worrying about whether she's going to fix it or not. We think fixing has a moment. No, it's a journey. But the biggest step is when I recognized how I was viewing it from my perspective, which was how it was impacting me. And to be honest, you think I'm giving everything I got. not just physically, but I'm there. And there were times when she would scream at me, "You don't support me." And you take that personally, and it's not personal, it's just how they feel. And it's not just you they feel that way about, it's everything and everybody. And once you stop taking it personal, then you're allowed in their space.
That's right.
And I started to enter her space in a different perspective. And like on the way to, I'm an on-time person. Moni is
Yes, you are.
absolutely not an on-time person. She's a creative soul. She has this, Kelly, you were talking about the music your son listens to. Moni listens to everything from old school R&B to what the hell is that? In
I
terms of
can relate.
the rock and all of that stuff, she's getting ready to go to this loud concert, and I'm like, y'all like that? And then I just sat in the car and I let her play what she wanted to play, and I realized how diverse her music choices are, and they're so extreme, but they're
Yes.
all her.
That's beautiful. So what was the turning point? Because I remember distinctly our conversation, even though that was a long time ago. We were talking about what was the turning point? Because we were talking about weed smoking and your boundaries, Coach Bev, and Imani was like, but this is, something I like to do. And it was a whole, I could relate back at the time because I was like, I have my boundaries too, but it's just, anyway, my question is, what was the turning point?
Okay, I'm
We
just going
all
to
are
tell you
both
one
laughing
quick story and
hysterically,
then I'll
but
let Marty.
yes, tell me
Okay,
the
one
story.
quick story and I'll let Marty go. If you don't know, there was a horrific accident where Monty lost her mom and then I was paralyzed. Monty was in the car. And when I took her to counseling, she remembered that when
How
she
old were
was three.
you when that
She
happened? Oh,
just
you were three?
turned three. She
Okay.
turned three while in the emergency room with me.
Wow.
And, when I finally overrode her dad and got guardianship, I put her in counseling against his will. And that's when the counselor told me she remembered it. So now when she rides in cars and she not driving, oh my God, it's a lot of so we had like four errands to run. And then by the second one, I was like, I'm stopping by the I moved. By the fir after the first one, I said, I'm moving a smoke shop to number two. And I said, roll that window down and hit that puff because you're about to drive me up a damn wall. Mom, this the car is stopping. And you have to start to say, okay, she needs a calming effect because I'm driving okay. Because you'll start arguing about what she's doing. No. I understood where
The
she's coming
trauma, that
from.
was
Yes,
trauma
that was
for
a
her.
trauma point. So I said, Monty, we're switching gears. We're going straight to the smoke shop. Put your head out the window and hit it. And then
That's
we'll get something to
very,
eat. She
that's
said,
amazing.
and she did it. And she was
So that was the turning point when you
that.
went
That was
back,
just
when you
like
said, okay.
that whole being in me of recognizing when she's not in a good space. See, so as parents, we want them to move when we want them to move and do what we
That's
want them
right.
to do.
And
And it
we
was the
try to
moment I
control.
started to recognize she's not in a good space. So either you get her in a good space and have the conversation, or you shut the hell up. And try not to be passive aggressive, but it shuts the conversation off. So whatever she
That's
needed to
right.
do to settle her being, or I can settle her being. And even coming here, she had a moment where I don't think I can do this. She was triggered at over
Okay.
something. And I just gave her space and went and said, okay, if she doesn't do it, Tamaya will do it. Because I don't want to pressure her to do it. And then she came
Right.
back. She came back yesterday and goes, so what time are we meeting in the morning?
Oh, that's amazing. But without you pressuring her, and so it was Amani's decision. Thank you, Amani. For showing up and for
It was
being here. I
Imani, it
love
was completely
it's
her
Imani's
decision.
decision. That's the key, right? Letting it be. That's the hardest thing for me is I love how you said passive aggressive. I have to let that sit for a minute because I'm that might be me. I don't know.
And
But I
passive
think
aggressive means you're creating an action, expecting them to respond in a certain way.
absolutely.
It's not necessarily that you're trying to, you don't see it as manipulation because manipulation is a negative. You're trying to control them. And I've never tried to control Monty, but I've tried to manage her to a certain degree. And you can't do that.
Well, how do you manage somebody to a certain degree? I know you've talked in the past about planting seeds,
I've
you know.
always done that. I've always taken the time to tell her truth, but I don't expect a result. Like when she wrecked her car, and I said, I know what you did. I know that that was a pole. She never said nothing. I didn't say it to get her to confess. I just let her know that I am not telling the insurance company that story. She never said nothing to me. To this day, she ain't admitted it. And to this day, other than in this moment, I don't bring it up. But it's funny
The
to me.
looks are killing me. This is the
Go
funniest
ahead,
thing.
talk to Imani.
Imani,
Talk
share
to
more. Imani, that is a funny story. So you totaled your car on a pole or something, and your mom didn't give you a hard time about it. I don't understand. It's clearly an inside joke happening here because I don't know what's happening. So please share your side of the story about what your mom says in terms of how she manages you versus controlling you. There's a real interesting distinction there.
I'm sorry, that was just so
That's
funny.
okay. I love that you all laugh so much. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna clear my conscience right now. Okay, I was hungry. I wanted a single chicken leg from Popeyes and a biscuit. And I don't have good depth perception, and I didn't make it coming out the drive-through. I'm gonna clear my
You know
conscience.
those yellow poles? She towed the hell out that pole up.
For a single biscuit and a chicken leg. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
It was her
Y'all, that's
first
so
car, and
funny.
I had gotten her a Mercedes too. So y'all understand.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't do very well with control, like people trying to control me. As she was kind of saying in the beginning, that's why I started my own business. And it just always kind of created more of a pushback. I wouldn't say when she was, because she didn't ever try to control me. Like she said, she would kind of just try to direct me, I would want to say. And I feel like, honestly, one of our first turning points in all of that was after I turned 18, she basically said that I'm free to make whatever decisions that I want to make. If I want to come to her and ask her for any advice or anything, I'm free to do so, and I can take what she says with a grain of salt, and I can go on and do what I need to do. And just having that freedom, but able to still have that bond and relationship, like you're not just like kicking me to the curb, kicking me out into the real world, you know? It was very beneficial. It created that safe space to come back and want to speak to her about things, want to talk to her about adult things and life. And
I love
we
it.
learned each other in a now, of course, she's still my mom, of course, but she's for sure one of my best friends. We were able to learn each other in a different way and understand each other in a different way. Like, I feel like she said earlier, it feels like an obligation probably for parents. I don't know. I'm not a parent, guys, but it probably feels a bit like an obligation. And I feel like a lot of young people feel the stress that parents and adults have, even if they're not outwardly saying it. They just kind of feel that stress, and it makes them want to keep distance. And you might not understand why, because you have all this stuff going on. I'm an adult now. I can't really imagine having kids right now. I would be all over the place. So you're not really thinking of it from the younger perspective. And I feel like once you're able to kind of have that, they're at that age of understanding, and y'all can have that, you can kind of give them that space to make their own decisions. It's very, very beneficial for the relationship.
I love that. And in essence, it was relinquishing control from your mom. She relinquished that and she said, now it's you make the choices, but I'm still going to give you my advice, but ultimately it's up to you to make your
Yes.
decision. Is that
Yes.
right?
Yes.
I love that. That's the journey, I think, for us as parents, is to get to that place, right? It's to work on ourselves. Coach Bev, I saw you shake your head just now.
The hardest thing is to allow her to make mistakes.
Yes.
And but I learned that she's grown stronger by bumping her head. And then, because I knew her, okay, she's gonna take only so much, and then she's gonna shift directions. And being patient enough to watch them fall down a half a flight of stairs and pray they don't fall down the other half is the hardest. That's the space that's the hardest for a parent,
That's right.
is just like, you spoke, I hope you don't mind me saying that you spoke about your son going to a particular concert. Oh my God, taking them to a concert and dropping her off in her senior year was, and it was a concert I wouldn't want to go to and wouldn't want her to go to, but I had to trust her in the space and just sit there and pretend and stress and then pick her up and pretend I was cool with it the whole time, but she knows I was stressed because you love them so much, you want to protect them, but it's through her bumps and bruises that she got stronger. And I have to
Yes.
get, because sometimes when we say you get to make the decisions, oh my God, my daughter put in a tongue ring, a nose ring, more earrings, got
Ooh,
some
la la.
tattoos, smoke weed, decided to move out, and I had to support her through it all.
Yeah.
And then she'd look in my face and go, "What you think?" And I'm like,
Right.
"It."
So you tell the truth, right? Chris
So I
asked me
got
that this
no,
week.
I
He has
got to the
all
point
these.
where I just say, "It's you."
That's a great response. What?
Very great.
Okay,
It
that's
must.
it.
Isn't that what I always
That's
tell you?
it. That's
It
it.
is a very
Okay.
political
I'm
response and
stealing
words.
that.
It's
Yes.
you. It's so you.
It
And
works.
she said,
Chris. Oh Lord, that's a beautiful response. I did not have that response this week. Chris said, "What do you think?" He had all these the earrings all the way around his ear and all kinds of places. And I said, "Oh," and I said, "I don't like it. I like it when it was the three little baby ones, but not all the way around." And so I should have said, "It's you." I love that.
it's so you.
Yes. But the truth, though, I always talk about telling the truth. So I have to, that's a beautiful way to say it's still the truth. It's you, it's still the truth. I didn't have to say, no, I don't like that. And all the
It's the
detective
beauty of you.
twos. Yes, that's great. Okay. I love that. I love that. So so that's a great example. It's you when you have a moment where you disagree with something Imani may have done or don't really like it. But you still encourage her and you still give her that positive reinforcement. I so love that. I
And
love,
he
love,
gave her
love
the
that.
comfort to walk in my room and go with the tongue ring because she knew I hated it. And she'd go. And then
That's
she'd
not
move it
right,
around and
Imani.
it would just gross me out. And I say, "Money, you're grossing me out. Stop it." And eventually it's all gone. Most of it's gone.
I said how many of my peers
Okay,
used. She
wow,
took them out on
it's
her own.
you. I love it.
Things started getting on her nerve and she goes, ugh.
I love it. I so love it. And sometimes it's just about being quiet. And you coined this term, Coach Bev, about being a guide from the side instead of a sage from the stage. That was you probably 5 years ago. So I'd love for you to talk about that, the importance of being a guide from the side and not a sage from the stage as a
Because
parent.
when you're above them all, you're looking down, and that energy alone negates your right, your that you're right. And you're probably so right 90% of the time. None of us are right all the time because we're seeing things from our perspective. And from the side is allowing them to be who they are and importing information that will help them through their journey because you can begin to see where they're going more. I always knew that Moni was a creative. And at first I tried to tell her, this is what the workplace is. And the more she struggled, I realized, and I started planting the seed a long time ago, didn't I, Moni? You are probably going to work better on your own. And the last time it happened, because I was beside her and not above her, what did I do, Monty? I said, the hell with this. I went out and bought things and shifted the garage around and started her. I was the one that started to build the grooming station in the garage. And then she was like, what the heck? And within a week, she had all her equipment ordered. She even got the neighbor to put an air conditioner in the garage for the dog and a big fan. She went all out. And
That's
now she's getting
awesome.
ready to redecorate her space again. But she's
Awesome.
still learning. She's still going through things because a black woman who looks like her opened the garage door with her dog and goes, I'm not putting my dog in there. And that was one out of 100. And it broke her to her heart for about, she kept saying, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that. It triggered with something within her. And I had to just be supportive and not overwhelm her. And she finally, and then it just finally faded away and she's back to grooming and she knows she wants to transition from grooming and she really wants to do all of these energy-based things and her product lines. And so she started that while she's doing this. And now I just have to, even though the products are just phenomenal, I have to stop. I don't pressure her.
That's great.
I ain't going to tell you what she said I was doing, but it's okay. She still loves me. She could tell you if she want to, but I'm not gonna say.
Yes, tell us, what
She
were you
was
doing?
pimping me out. That's what she was doing. Pimping out
I
my
was telling
product.
everybody, and everybody's like, give me the product, give me
I love it. She was trying to market your business. We're gonna call it that. She was
Because it
assisting with your
works.
marketing.
And then
I
everybody that
love it.
tried to say, make me one. I send you money to make me, because it's natural, it works. And she can tell them how you put a product together, because it was so amazing that she said, I let it sit for 6 weeks so I don't have to put any preservatives in it and dilute the strength of the herbs I'm using by placing something in that's going to keep it preserved and get it settled. And I'm like, this child really was into this.
That's awesome. I love it. Your relationship is a beautiful thing, and it's different today than it was then. When you were here before, that's why I'm smiling. We're all smiling and laughing, and I want to open up the floor if anybody has a question for you. You can come off of mute if you're on your phone by hitting star six, or feel free to come off of mute if you're on your computer or iPad or what have you, And someone did write, "This is a hard pill to swallow. I'm learning to speak truth and authentically instead of being honest. It's still a job with progress." I agree. It's so you is the best thing ever, ever. It's so beautifully you. That is great. I'm going to use that all the time. Anyone have a question or a comment for Coach Bev or Imani this morning? And happy Mother's Day to everybody that's here, by the way. If not, I'm happy to keep chatting. So, what is your, I know yesterday, Tamaya graduated. What's your relationship like with Tamaya?
Oh,
Imani or
me?
Coach Bev?
Oh,
Yes, or either
for
one of
you.
you.
I told her about y'all's greeting when you had to do your speech.
Oh, yeah. No,
And share
Maya.
who Tamaya is in the family, Tamaya.
Maya is my little sister, and she, words honestly don't even explain, like, I'm so proud of the person that she's become. She reminds me a lot of myself when I was younger. She's very opinionated and not shy about speaking those opinions, which I think is just the most beautiful thing in a world that tries to dim us down and dim our light, especially with Black women. So, I get my speech very short and sweet. At the graduation, everyone was saying very long, mushy, very sweet things to her, and she knows what our relationship is, so I kept it nice and short.
Tell them what you said.
I said, what it is. That's
Short
exactly
and
what I said.
sweet, but love and loving. And that's
Because
awesome.
Tamaya is very affectionate. Moni is absolutely not the lovey-dovey type.
Not the touchy-feely.
No, Maya tackles Moni to hug her. It's like a wrestling match to watch them hug. They've grown into the space, but they're not biological sisters. But I raised them together in the same home.
Right. Because they were the same accident, that same tragic car accident.
Yes.
Tamaya was in the car too, correct?
Yes. No, Tamaya's mother was the driver, and she lost her mother. So, and then Imani lost her biological mother, and I became the mother to Imani, the mother to Michelle, and the grandmother that Tamaya lost. And then so they've been raised together ever since. Moni's 3 to 4 years older than Tamaya, and they've been raised together with in the same house since.
It's
And so
beautiful.
they will fight and argue, and Maya used to antagonize Moni and get her in trouble. And
Awesome.
but she's her biggest defender. Like, if you mess with
Right.
Moni, as she grew up, Maya became Moni's biggest defender.
That's awesome. Well, that's what sisters are
And
supposed to
now
do.
they've developed into like best friends. They can talk about anything, anytime, but it was a process of growth for
Yes,
both. And
that's
I
true.
hope on the next show we can bring in Tamaya,
Yeah.
who didn't grow up with the same trauma Imani grew up with, but watched the trauma in Imani evolve and being around. So I know a lot of
Love
times you
that.
don't get siblings' perspective on it,
I love them.
and I think
Yeah.
that's something that can happen, because that can create trauma in the person that's not having the struggle, as well as the
Right.
person that's having the struggle, and being able to balance both without shortening Imani for what, because Imani decided, I don't want to ride in the car anymore. Because Kelly, I'll get in the car and go. Maya loved it. So the hardest part was leaving Imani at home and hitting the road with Tamaya and not forcing Imani into the car, or two, not forgetting to check in on her on the road and keeping her informed on what we're doing and where we are and making sure she's okay. So they've got two totally different personalities, but the same heart. I don't know if that makes sense,
It
Monique.
does make sense. Totally different people, but the same heart, the same values that you've instilled in them, and the same seeds that you've planted that we've talked about. Such great wisdom. You shared that with me when I was dealing with, a crisis. You're like, just plant the
Monique
seeds.
is probably the most naturally intellectual, so it I tried to push her into college. It didn't work. She told me quit wasting money. And then Maya got herself in college. She did it all herself, and it was her journey. But it wasn't to Moni is a natural entrepreneur, as we figured out. And whenever she decides to go to college, like she wants to do a year's program or something, it'll be her decision.
Yes, that's the key. And that's what I want to ask you. What's one, as we get ready to close, as time has flown this morning, I want to ask, what's one small win? A small win recently that you would say is a really a big win. It may seem small, but it's big. Is there one that comes to mind? A small recent win? And if not, that's okay. I want to also ask Coach Bev, what's the most important piece of advice for parents to create a relationship like you have with Amani and with Tamaya? So first, if there's a small win that you can think about recently, and then second, what's that one kernel or one biggest piece of advice?
For people who are struggling with their with
Children.
difficult relationships with their kids, Monty.
I feel like honestly, a small win was just us being able to be here in Texas right
That's
now
key.
together, take that flight together, for us to really enjoy this vacation time and do what we needed to do to show up for Maya. And
Awesome.
I
Be
think
at her
that honestly.
graduation.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
he was not coming.
But you did. You showed up. That's beautiful. And she graduated from college yesterday. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, that's awesome. What about you, Coach Beth?
For me, we got on the plane. Monnie looked at me and she goes, "Mom, do you know when the last time we've flown together?" I said, "No." It was 2012.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, so that was a special
That's
moment
a
for me.
big win. Yeah, that's a big win. A very, very big win. Last question. What's one word that best describes your mom, Amani? And same for you, Coach Bev. What's one word that describes Amani?
Oh God, she is a creative soul that
Okay.
hasn't found the confidence in her, the real high levels of confidence in her creativity. And Imani is a, for every parent out there, I would challenge you as I challenge myself, which is stop seeing it from your perspective and see it from who they are, and then communicate from that space. That's the hardest challenge for us. Even when you know you're right, it may not be the right communication for them.
That's right.
And give them space, give them direction, and then give them space in the direction
Great.
without
Thank you.
expectations.
Awesome advice. And you said Imani's a creative soul. What's the one word you'd say, Imani, about your mom? You're on mute. You're on mute, Imani. No worries. You're back.
Honestly, it's so cliche, but love, really, I
Love.
feel like she's the embodiment
She is.
love all of her actions and love she brings love
Yes. You're sounding a little garbled to me, so I'm not sure if it's just me, but I would just say what I heard you say is love, that your mom is the embodiment of love. And I feel that way too. No matter what she's going through, recently breaking her leg multiple times, a freak accident, all the illnesses and pain over these many, many, many years, she always smiles and she always says, she always shows up and she always says, yes, I'll be there. She's a yes, despite it all, and makes it work no matter what. And that is love. And she gives it so freely. So I agree with you. I really appreciate both of you for being here this morning. Happy Mother's Day, Coach Bev, and to all the moms who are here this morning with us. I know it's tough for some because some have lost their mothers. And so I want to acknowledge that too. Sometimes we forget. Everybody doesn't have their mom, and so sometimes it's a tough day. But I want to just say thank you for being here. Thank you for our Sunrise community for always showing up. And I'm getting summoned to go take my mom to church. She says she's ready. So I'm going to go get myself ready for that today. And I'm going to turn it over right now to Dr. Vicky, who'll close us out in a prayer. And thank you again so much for being here this morning, and Imani especially. Thank you for showing up.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Coach Bev. Thank you, Imani. Thank you, Kelly and Dee, for this safe space and for this powerful and beautiful conversation today. God, we thank you for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice and we give you glory for this beautiful day. Thank you for mothers. Thank you for the privilege to have our children and to impact our children and to learn and become better individuals through our relationships with one another. Thank you for the Sunrise Project. We bless and pray for every mother who is on this call. We lift up even those whose moms are no longer here. God, touch their hearts, comfort them, give them peace and joy, and bless us throughout the rest of this day and bring us back together on next week as we come together as a Sunrise Project community family to lift one another up. Bless us again as we go throughout this day. Allow us to find some joy in this day, and we give you glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a powerful day, everyone, and we will see you next.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Vicky. Thank you, Coach Beth. Thank you, Imani. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.